Now, the new film, Frances Ha, is the joint creation of star Greta Gerwig and director Noah Baumbach. They co-wrote the screenplay and are a couple in real life. LA Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan is a fan.
Frances Ha is a small miracle of a movie, honest and funny with an aim that's true. It's a timeless story of the joys and sorrows of youth, as well as a dead-on portrait of how things are right now for one particular New York woman who, try as she might, can't quite get her life together. The Frances of the title is a 27-year-old apprentice dancer who is so many contradictory things it's difficult to know where to begin or end in describing her. Frances is the kind of person who takes a trip to Paris she can't afford and then cuts it short for no good reason. She's making a hash out of her own life because she doesn't know any better. Frances is aware that adulthood is beyond her capacity at present. "I'm so embarrassed," she says. "I'm not a real person yet." The central person in Frances's life is her longtime roommate Sophie, beautifully played by Mickey Sumner. Sophie is more calculating and self-absorbed than her friend, and the shifting dynamic between these two is one of the film's key themes. Here they bicker about Sophie's boyfriend and their plans for the day.
"I gotta get going around 5.
I thought we were hanging out.
We are.
All day.
I have plans with Patch tonight, I told you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I texted that to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Here.
We're not doing that. It's not court.
I did text you, though.
I believe you.
You don't have to believe me. I did text you."
There is something unmistakably endearing about Frances, something winning in her vulnerability and the way she bounces back like a Joe Palooka toy from her many misadventures. She's unmistakably good-hearted, and it's impossible not to root for her. Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, best known for his earlier The Squid and the Whale, have created an American independent film that feels off the cuff, but is really made by a filmmaker in complete control of his resources. It's got the energy and verve of the French New Wave, but remains unmistakably itself. If Frances Ha has a signature sequence, it's a long tracking shot of its namesake running fluidly through the streets of New York, with David Bowie's Modern Love playing on the soundtrack. In that moment, in fact, in all of its moments, Frances Ha more than makes you feel hopeful about movies. It allows you to feel that way about life.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition in the Los Angeles Times. You hear him on Morning Edition from NPR News, edited by Kenya Young and Rina Advani. Our editorial staff includes Shanita Anderson, Jordana Hochman, Renita Jablonski, Arnie Seipel, Maeve McGoran, David McGuffin, and Jessica Smith, with Nina Gregory and Arzu Rezvani at NPR West. Our senior supervising editors are Chuck Holmes, Kitty Isley, and Shannon Rhodes, and our acting executive producer is Tracy Wall. NPR's executive editor is Metallica Kasicka. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. And the theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, arranged by Jim Pugh. Have a great weekend. I'm Steve Inskeep.